Hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting, as you probably know, from beautiful, and it's sunny today, Oroville. The sun is shining inside and out. And what we say in ATB is, what is your weather report inside? Are you feeling sunny? Is it a thunderstorm? Or maybe it's showers, maybe it's rain, maybe it's cloudy. So as we go inside, sometimes it's reflected on the outside or the outside is reflected on the inside. So today is Friday and we're going to have a little bit of fun, but there's some other words that start with F and one is forgiveness. And I've been thinking about what's been happening around the world and what's happening right now in India at the capital, in Delhi, where there's been thousands, millions of farmers that have come together in solidarity. And I don't want to go into the politicalness of it, but I want to go into what is that feeling like and what is the beauty that is coming out of it. I had a beautiful conversation yesterday with someone from the Sikh community, and she was saying, did you know that they are bringing in something like 50,000 kilos, maybe that doesn't sound right, but a lot of kilos of rice, and they are cooking rice, and they're cooking dal, and they're cooking all this food to give to everyone that's there, even the people that are water bombing them. And I thought, wow, how beautiful is that? In the midst of all of this, you can work with your opposition, with your enemy, and you can still forgive, you can still share love. And what happens to your psyche? What happens to you when you do that? And I'm reminded a few years ago when I was just moved by this. A mother had been affected by the murder of her son. He had been walking home and he was shot in the back and killed. And it was for $60, $60 worth of groceries and $60 that was in his pocket. And the mother went to see the killer of her son in the jail. And she said, I wanted to see the real person. And she just saw this boy that was the same age as her own son. And she forgave him. And I thought, wow, how phenomenal is that? How amazing is that? And when he was finally released from prison, she adopted him, so to speak. She helped him to get an apartment that was right beside hers. And so she ended up with the son that she lost. And he ended up with the mother that he never had. And I thought, whoa, what an extraordinary story. A shift of taking something so horrific. And as she said, nobody wins, but everyone won. Because in her heart, she found a way to see the beauty and the spirit of this young man. I don't know whether I'd be able to do that because it's never happened to me. And you may not know whether that could happen to you. But what if we start with something small? What if it was something, I don't know, like maybe right now in my neighborhood, someone has come into my home and they've taken things of mine. And I have to see that they need things perhaps more than I do. And there needs to be that sense of forgiveness. And when I had that sense of forgiveness, yes, you've taken my iPhone, you've taken a lot of money, you've taken my jewelry, you've taken all sorts of things. And I think I know who you are. And when I send that person loving kindness and forgiveness, I begin to feel a whole lot better. And I can smile and I can see them in purity. I can see their spirit and I can see mine, and I can visualize me going there and that person being there and accepting love. And that's kind of weird. It's kind of phenomenal, and we don't quite know where that is. But what if, just what if that happened for real? What would happen? How would that change us internally? And so this show is about happiness and laughter and love. So what if we were to transform all these horrible feelings inside and see the person that we love between us and the person who has hurt us? We don't need to condone it. We don't need to, do all sorts of things and forget it. But when we forgive, when I forgive, there's something deep that happens within me. So for right now, just take a moment to close your eyes. Take a breath in and remember someone who you love, someone you love so dearly. And then you see their face clearly. And behind that person, you see someone who has harmed you, or someone that has done something to someone else that's been horrific, or maybe not horrific, could be small, but it's been that constraining feeling. And as you're filtering it, it's like sunglasses, you're filtering it. So what you're seeing is you're seeing the person you love, and behind that, you're seeing the person that has harmed you. And breathe that in, breathe the love in, and as you exhale love, allow it to go forward. And during the next few days, just do that and rotate the people that are there, the ones who've hurt you. See what happens. And let's just breathe. Allow yourself to see the person you love. Feel that beauty and that grace. And as you're doing that, allow yourself to smile. And as you're smiling, just feel the joy of the person that you love coming through the earth, coming through all the bones in your body, your muscles, going out to the person you love, and then going out through their back into the person, that other person, and watch the transformation happen. And then just as we're sending healing to that one person and ourselves, let's send that healing to the farmers, to the governments everywhere, not just in India, to people around the world who are dealing with sickness, who are dealing with atrocities. Let's just share that, and let's just start with a very gentle laughter. And as we bring that laughter in, we're slowly going to bring our music here in the studio and our laughter, and we're going to share that through the world on this beautiful Forgiveness Fun Friday. So let's take that music out and let's just enjoy. Just gentle. Sharing love.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dawn.